And finally, we end our program today with a new essay from the NPR series, This I Believe. Today, we hear from Howard White of Portland, Oregon. As a young man, he played basketball for the University of Maryland. He was drafted by the NBA, but injuries interrupted his career. White is now vice president for Nike, and he considers himself a fortunate man. And he feels that his belief is a big part of that good fortune. Here's the series curator, independent producer Jay Allison, with more. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Michelle. You know, when people write for our series, they often look to the larger issues in life to define their beliefs. But not Howard White. He looked at the smaller things. And that's maybe because he began life small himself as a premature baby and ended up a basketball star. So he knows that small beginnings can lead to large outcomes. And that's certainly a hallmark of his belief. Here's Howard White with his essay for This I Believe.
I work at a company where there are about a gazillion employees. I can't say that I know them all by name, but I know my fair share of them. I think that almost all of them know me. I'd say that that's the reason I've been able to go wherever it is I've made it to in this world. It's all based on one simple principle. I believe every single person deserves to be acknowledged, however small or simple the greeting. When I was about 10 years old, I was walking down the street with my mother. She stopped to speak to Mr. Lee. I was busy trying to bullseye the zero and the stop sign with a rock. I knew I could see Mr. Lee any old time around the neighborhood, so I didn't pay any attention to him. After we passed Mr. Lee, my mother stopped me and said something that has stuck with me from that day until now. She said, "You let that be the last time you ever walk by somebody and not open up your mouth to speak, because even a dog can wag its tail when it passes you on the street." That phrase sounds simple, but it's been a guidepost for me in the foundation of who I am. When you write an essay like this, you look in the mirror and see who you are and what makes up your character. I realized mine was cemented that day when I was 10 years old. Even then, I started to see that when I spoke to someone, they spoke back, and that felt good. It's not just something I believe in. It's become a way of life. I believe that every person deserves to feel someone acknowledge their presence, no matter how humble they may be or even how important. At work, I always used to say hello to the founder of the company and ask him how our business was doing. But I was also speaking to the people in the cafe and the people that cleaned the buildings and ask how their children were doing. I remembered after a few years of passing by the founder, I had the courage to ask him for a meeting. We had a great talk. At a certain point, I asked him how far he thought I could go in his company. He said, "If you want to, you can get all the way to this seat." I've become vice president, but that hasn't changed the way I approach people. I still follow my mother's advice. I speak to everyone I see, no matter where I am. I've learned that speaking to people creates a pathway into their world, and it lets them come into mine, too. The day you speak to someone that has their head held down, and when they lift it up and smile, you realize how powerful it is just to open your mouth and say hello.
That was Howard White with his essay for This I Believe. Before his mother passed away, she told Howard that what she wanted her great-grandchildren to know about her was that she knew how to talk to people. Michelle, we're hoping that Tell Me More listeners will talk to us about their beliefs, big or small. All the information and all the essays are at NPR.org. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison. Back to you, Michelle.
Thank you, Jay. Jay Allison is co-editor with Dan Gediman, John Gregory, and Vicki Merrick of the book This I Believe, The Personal Philosophies of Remarkable Men and Women. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.